Welcome to the Ziegler Inspire Podcast.
Ziegler Inspire Podcast.
Welcome to Zig Ziegler's Inspire Podcast. This is your host, Blake Lindsay. You know, it seems like our country is constantly having national discussions about what we as a country should value or should not hold as important. I like Zig's take on it. He will explain in this podcast the universal values that we can all agree on and what can happen when you live your life according to these values. Let's turn it up and listen to Zig.
I'm a foodie, and I enjoy learning about the process that brings great foods and beverages from idea to the table. And then I like tasting them and learning the nuances of what creates the most significant tastes, from coffee to cheese to distilled beverages. I did a tequila tasting in Mexico, and recently bourbon, Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon, really impressed me from the story to the taste. I grew up in Kentucky, where horse racing and bourbon are famous, and I got introduced to Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It's produced by Heaven Hill Distillery, which has been and still remains family-owned since 1935, and I'm impressed with the bourbon's ultra-rich, smooth taste, and right on the bottle, it states that this bourbon is 7 years old, which is actually three times longer than what's required to be certified as bottled in bond. I feel with beverages, the longer the prep, the better the taste. Being a bottled in bond product means it must pass a list of seven requirements that set the standard for this quality bourbon. So look for it at your local store. Heaven Hill reminds you to think wisely and drink wisely.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As I've said numbers of times throughout this series, ladies and gentlemen, failure is an event. It is not a person. Yesterday ended last night. Today really is a new day. Again, when I was 45 years old, I was stone broken in debt. Worked all of my life. Had a good attitude all of my life. But until I bought into the idea of these principles and changing this picture I had of myself, and I've given you so much information on that earlier, but that picture is so important. These young people changed. But what I'm also saying is that the values that we have are so important. You know, we're getting to that point where there are so very few moral absolutes. One of my salespeople, Don Michaels, had a rather interesting phone conversation. A teacher called and was talking to him about some of the products we sell. And Don was saying, well, here's what this teaches. And the teacher said, well, now we cannot teach the kids what is right and what is wrong. And Don said, now, wait a minute. You can't tell them what's right and wrong. They said, no, that's judgmental. And, you know, we simply present the fact. We can't tell them what's right and what's wrong. And Don said, well, I'm a little puzzled now. You can't tell them what's wrong, but if they do wrong, we put them in jail. Now, he says, is that fair? Moral absolutes, ladies and gentlemen, I believe is important. Now, a lot of times people say, but you talk about values. Whose values? Well, I have a list. I challenge parents. I challenge educators. I challenge anybody. Go down the list and tell me which one do you not want your child to be taught. Do you not want to be taught honesty? How about character? How about responsibilities? Discipline, is that okay? How about commitment and enthusiasm and a positive mental attitude? Now, please, I am not talking religion, okay? After 200 years of teaching faith in our schools, we can't do that anymore. What I'm talking about is values. And what you're talking about here is values. In our I Can course, we teach no religion, but we do teach the values. John Kennedy, I think, expressed it quite well. This is a speech he would have made here in Dallas. This is an excerpt from it. We in this country, in this generation, are by destiny rather than by choice, the watchmen of the walls of world freedom. We ask, therefore, that we may be worthy of the power and the responsibility, that we may exercise our strength with wisdom and restraint, that we may achieve in our time and for all times the ancient vision of peace on earth, goodwill toward men. That must always be our goal, and the righteousness of our call must always underlie our strength. For as it was written long ago, except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. I agree. That's where our country was built. We are a values-oriented society. How many of you would prefer to have somebody who was honest and worked hard and was enthusiastic? Isn't that a silly question? And yet, it's one that has to be answered, all right? One of my favorite stories along these lines. Story is told that many, many years ago, a wise old king called all of his wise men together. And he said, I want you to compound for me the wisdom of the ages. I want you to put it in bound book form. They went out and they wrote a long time. They came back with 12 huge volumes. The king looked at him and said, well, I'm sure this is the wisdom of the ages, but hey, it's too lengthy. People won't read it. You got to condense it. They came back with just one volume, and then a chapter, then a page, and finally a paragraph, and ultimately they came back with one sentence because the king kept telling them, condense it, condense it, condense it. And when he looked at that one sentence, the king said, hey, that's it. And as soon as all men everywhere learn this, then most of our problems will be solved. And the sentence simply said, there ain't no free lunch. And folks, that's an important message. There really ain't no free lunch. We do have to work. The success family has work as the father and integrity as the mother. Get along with the parents and you won't have any trouble with the rest of the family. Work is the foundation of all business, the source of all prosperity, and the parent of genius. Work can do more to advance youth than his own parents, be they ever so wealthy. It is represented in the humblest savings and has laid the foundation of every fortune. It is the salt that gives life its savor, but it must be loved before it can bestow the greatest blessing and achieve its greatest ends. When loved, work makes life sweet, purposeful, and fruitful. I know I'm dealing in a lot of cliches. Let me read you something. Some people are quick to condemn cliches. But what is a cliche? It is a truth that has retained its validity through time. Mankind would lose half its hard-earned wisdom built up patiently over the ages if it ever lost its cliches. Another little one. There aren't any hard and fast rules for getting ahead in the world, just hard ones. How many of you would agree with that one? Is success easy? Is anything easy? No, but it can be fun, and that's the thing we keep trying to emphasize. The most practical, beautiful philosophy in all the world won't work if you won't. Education covers a lot of ground, but it won't cultivate any of it. One of my favorite stories has to do with something that happened many, many years ago. It seems that there was a hot day out in the Midwest, and the work crew was working on a section of the railroad. When this luxury railroad car, about four in the whole train, and the last one was this gorgeous luxury caboose. And they recognized it immediately for what it was. And then the window opened on that luxury last car, and a voice called out, Dave, is that you? Dave Anderson, over here. Well, Dave Anderson was leading that work crew in that hot sun, and Jim Murphy was the voice calling. He said, come on over, Dave, I want to talk to you. Well, Dave was very happy to get out of that hot sun into that air-conditioned car. And so he walked over there, and he and Jim greeted each other warmly outside. They went in. They had a marvelous visit for about an hour, and Dave got ready to go back out to the crew. And again, he and Jim shook hands warmly and talked another minute out there. And then Dave went back to his work crew. And one of the workers said, Dave, do you know who that is? They said, why, sure, it's Jim Murphy, president of the railroad. He said, well, how do you know Jim Murphy so well? He said, well, over 20 years ago, he and I went to work for this railroad on the same day. And the worker said, well, Dave, how do you explain this? You are still out here working in the sun, And he is in an air-conditioned car in President of the Railroad. Dave Anderson's answer is one of the great lessons of life. When he said, well, over 20 years ago, I went to work for $1.75 an hour. Jim Murphy went to work for the railroad. Now, it's a two-way street. You see, the company needs to provide training, inspiration, and opportunity. And when the worker provides excitement, enthusiasm, commitment, and honest effort, then that simply means that both of them, management and workers, are on the same side. And when that happens, then productivity, folks, no longer is a problem.
As always, Zig makes a lot of sense. I've heard it said that common sense is not always common practice. Let's work to change that by working and living our personal lives with the values of honesty, integrity, and commitment. If we all did that, I, for one, think this world would be a better place. Until next week, this is Blake Lindsay, encouraging you to live your life to the fullest.
Zig Ziglar. Inspire.